From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather in the Umpqua Valley. Clouds through mid-morning, gradual clearing, high of 61, clear and 34 tonight. On Friday, increasing clouds up to 62, and Saturday, partly sunny and 64. We are at 31 degrees now, and KQEN news time is 8:35.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. Now, there's the Oregon Council on Problem Gambling. Gina Parzal is the executive director. And good morning. Thanks for being on.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk about, first of all, the organization. Tell us more about the Oregon Council on Problem Gambling, how long it's been around, and what your work entails.
Sure. Well, we are a collaboration of all stakeholders in the gambling community. So we have members of the Oregon Health Authority, the Oregon Lottery, people who are in recovery from gambling addiction, researchers, treatment providers, everyone involved in gambling to work together to help reduce harm caused by gambling.
And how long have you been involved and been leading this group?
I've been with the group for about 2 years, but the organization's been around for more than 20.
So during the month of March, special attention being paid to problem gambling. A lot of people gamble. They do it in different ways. And, of course, that's evolved over the years. How do you know when something goes from just being a fun something to do to being a problem?
Right. Well, we always encourage people to know their limits. When you're gambling, we encourage people to look at the money that you spend on gambling as entertainment and funds that you're spending, the way you would spend money to go to a movie or go to dinner, and not to look at it as like an investment or something that you're doing to hopefully win more money. If you win money, that's wonderful, but be prepared to lose what you spend. When you start chasing money that you've lost, so throwing good money after bad, literally, that's a warning sign. Or when you start looking at gambling as a way to make money, that can lead to really destructive behavior.
Now, you hear about sometimes about people that are professional gamblers, and I don't exactly know how that works, but it seems like staking so much of your life on that activity would have its drawbacks.
Absolutely. You know, it's important to always know your limits, know what you are willing and able to afford to spend. Go into a casino or a gambling establishment or online with a budget in your mind and stick to it. If you're going somewhere, you know, we always suggest bring cash and don't bring your debit card. That way you will be able to spend just what you intend to spend. And be careful when you're online. You know, it's very easy nowadays online to spend more than you originally intended by just pushing a few buttons. Make sure that you are aware of what you're spending and comfortable with it.
And can this be exacerbated by folks that also are dealing with perhaps something like an addiction to alcohol?
Yes, there's a lot of comorbidity with problem gambling. A lot of addictions can coexist, and that certainly is a problem, and one that we see a lot in our treatment programs.
Well, I would imagine, too, if you're under the influence a bit and you're using a debit card or you're online or whatever, it just looks like a number on paper, not actual money the next morning you're going to wish you hadn't lost.
Absolutely, and it can affect your judgment that way.
So talk about some of the work that your council does to help with this issue.
Oregon, we are very fortunate. We have free treatment that is available to anyone. We have a helpline that people can call anytime and receive help. We also are doing research. There's a lot of, as everyone's aware, new gambling programs that are coming about, both that have been approved and that are being considered by the legislature around sports betting, online betting, and different expansions. And what we really want to do is understand the potential risks and harms associated with those. So we are We have researchers who are putting together whatever data is available who can help guide us into making some good decisions in terms of how that expansion should look and what programs should be part of that to help people who may be impacted negatively.
And I understand that you're also part of a national organization.
Yes, we are a member of the National Council on Problem Gambling, which is a national group that has very much the same mission to lower harm related to gambling, to reduce that potential risk for harm. And nationally, they are working on a variety of things to help increase awareness and also funding to help stop problem gambling.
Now, if somebody wants to figure out if they have crossed a line, maybe they shouldn't cross in terms of how much money they spend or just their attitude towards this, and just to get more information on the whole situation in general, where should they turn?
Well, our website is always available. It's OregonCPG.org. That's Oregon for Council on Problem Gambling. So OregonCPG.org. There's also a Oregon Problem Gambling Helpline, which is 1-877-MY-LIMIT. And their website is OPGR.org.
All right, Gina, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful weekend.
8:41 at the Morning Report.